work during those 6 months. We work a lot in the coordination task, especially answering your questions by email, organizing team meetings, and bilateral meeting with some of you that you have doubts about, for instance, how to manage the portal of family contenders of the UNO. We brought the education project management plan. This is not our Bible, because our Bible is the brand agreement and the description of action, but it's the document that show how we have to manage the project during this. It was delivered on the UA portal on June 30. Past week, we finished the data management plan with your contributions. Some of you sent some commentaries about the data management plan, especially St. Andrews, Ljubljana, Antarctica. We tried to include in this document those commentaries to improve the quality of the data management plan. About the milestone, of course, we organized a kickoff meeting during April as a successful meeting. We also applied the data management plan. And concerning publication, we published, as you know, Creators and Keepers, Women Weaving Europe. That was the opening catalog of the exhibition organized in Oviedo. You can read this book in the University of Oviedo repository. But the idea is to put it on open air of the European Union, because it's mandatory for all the Horizon projects. We are now working in another publication. One of these is on the role of crafts in sustainable construction and impacts on the landscape, that will be published on the conferences. We have another publication about the image of rural environment, also about on marketing used on the internet and social networks and website for tourism in rural areas in Asturias. And also we are preparing an international congress with other colleagues of the Basque Country University, Mexican National University, that will be held in Bilbao the next June of 2025. So about this and other dissemination activities, we are organizing and we are networking with other Horizon projects with the same topic as ours. In this case, we are talking with Secret Tour, Tural and Corpus Project, in order to have a real network and collaboration in our procedures and also results. The idea is to collaborate for organizing a final congress together. And also, we are working in the possibility to organize a special workshop in an international conference, Atlas, that will be held in Spain in June with a proposal of a common proposal of the four Horizon projects: Secret Tour, Culturality, Tural, and Crocus. Well, another dissemination activity was our participation in the conference Landscape Archaeology Conference that was held in Alcalá de Henares in Madrid in July. The communication was about the historical landscape ecology and landscape in rural spaces. Another dissemination activities, and our Swedish colleagues were there, was our participation in another cluster event with other four European Horizon projects. In that case, those projects are related with another topic, a previous topic called Crafts to the Future. So the four projects are focused on craftsmanship. Well, it was in Sweden, it was a really great experience, great experience because for us this clustering event gave us the opportunity to show how the coordinators do well the things and are very committed with local communities, with the artisan situation, and they have a high level results. So we established communication with other projects, and we are on the way to organize more clustering events. And well, in this event, we present the economy and organization of craft with this topic in this panel, the communication titled Craftsmanship Tourism, a Catalysis for Sustainable Development. And after that, we organize an exhibition in the Fine Art Museum about one Spanish designer, modern designer, who used the artisan practices as the key point of his creation. We published also a catalog. It was a very successful exhibition. So we are preparing a presentation in Grafinova. It's a congress in Valladolid, in Spain. Our target audience will be general public, but also artisans and research communities. We were in Iniciativa Natura in May with another presentation about culturality and our expected results. And our colleagues of the Department of Economy present two papers in the European Workshop of Applied Cultural Economics that was this December in Spain, in Madrid, with a very, very interesting process. So the last one is the creation of a consortium, a European consortium, with different projects, mainly from Horizon Project, but also Erasmus Plus and Creative Europe, that are focused on craft, on crafts and artisan practice. So we create this consortium that we have a logo. The name is Craft Tour. The idea is to present it in the Salon du Patrimoine Culturel de Paris next month, October. I am going to talk about authenticity and self-work concerning craftsmanship. Well, in communication activities, we organize a seminar of women and the population in rural areas. We also organize open classroom with experts and artisans for bachelor students in my university. That this was a great experience organized by Yara. We start the connection with the regional government. We we had a meeting with a deputy general minister of crafts in our regional government. And after that, I tried to know more about what happened with microgrids, because, well, Elena de la Pierna is going to talk about it. Microgrids is preventions, is a European idea to organize short courses, professional short courses for special needs, professional needs, in order to link the university with the real society, not only with our students.